The death toll from Hurricane Florence has risen to at least 37 people in three states. President Trump is in the Carolinas today to view the damage. With many communities still underwater, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is pleading with the thousands of evacuees to be patient as recovery efforts continue and to not return home. Even so, a few evacuees have been venturing back to their flooded neighborhoods to try to assess their losses. Jay Price from member station WUNC was with a group of friends and neighbors near the town of Lumberton on the South Carolina border.
The flooding here is much like it was 2 years ago after Hurricane Matthew, so bad that in most places people trying to check on their homes are stopped by flooded roads or police before they can get close. But in an unnamed neighborhood just south of the city, a dozen or so residents have turned the two entrances into their U-shaped neighborhood into impromptu boat ramps.
But he hadn't sold it yet. Now it's on the board. Yeah. He'll sell it now.
They're launching a ragtag flotilla of half a dozen canoes and aluminum john boats to check the damage to their homes and retrieve anything important they left behind. Most left when the water was still just filling ditches. Now, it's nearly up to their mailboxes. Lydia Locklear, a retired home health care worker, is known in the neighborhood by her middle name, Marie. She's been having flashbacks about Hurricane Matthew when she lost everything in her mobile home, a new car, and a truck. When Florence hit, she evacuated to her son-in-law's house, but she heard that a makeshift berm to block the rising Lumber River had failed, and water was pouring into the same place it had 2 years ago. That made for a hard night.
I couldn't sleep. I said, Lord, my house underwater again. I was panicking. I woke everybody up. Get up and worry with me.
Get up and worry with me. Locklear says she and her neighbors learned hard lessons in Matthew. One was to get out early so they didn't have to be evacuated again by boat. Another was to not trust official guesses about how likely another flood was or how high another flood could get.
And all the permits said I had to go, had to go higher than the water went last time. And everybody's talking about, well, if you flood one time, you flood again. So I said, well, let's just go higher.
So after Hurricane Matthew, she had the workers build up her yard a foot higher than required. But she wasn't sure if she really had built it up high enough for this flood and whether she'd have to start over again. Bo Scott, a relative of one resident, said he'd take her to find out. Locklear said no.
I got life jackets.
But if you fall over, you can get
up. Life jackets too,
so. You got anything you need to get out?
You want to go?
But her neighbors ribbed her until she relented and climbed into the boat. While she was checking for damage, other neighbors watched, just happy for the tiny bit of normalcy of being around each other again. Tammy Maynor, who lives across the street from Locklear, had come with her husband, Gerald. They had already been to their house.
We just basically come to check the house to see it, because yesterday the waters hadn't got in our house yet. They were in our dug. We still had about that much before it came in on the floors. And so we came back today to just, you know, basically look to see if it had came in, and it has.
Last time, the rising water caught them off guard, and they escaped with just one big bag of clothes. After that, they bought an enclosed trailer. They used it to move their possessions out early this time. Matthew had lifted water waist high inside, and it had taken them 5 months to get the house at least habitable. Now they have more work to do.
But it don't hurt like it did the last time, let me tell you. I cried so many tears the last time I could have filled this place up again 10 times. I lost 15 pounds. My husband lost 15 pounds. We couldn't eat.
The small neighborhood is close-knit. There's a lot of love here, is the way Maynor puts it.
That's why we came back after the flood, because we said this is home.
Then Scott brings Locklear back from inspecting her home, sitting stoically in the front of the little boat and trying to ignore her friend's ribbing about cavorting with young men in boats.
I just don't know what to say. You got back there and reached on all kinds of men over here.
Emma.
They help her out and ask if she brought anything back from her mobile home. She says no because she's got good news.
I didn't get nothing. There's no water in there, so I didn't take out nothing.
So she did build up her home high enough, this time. For Here and Now, I'm Jay Price, reporting from Lumberton, North Carolina.